Fraudsters stole millions from veterans, SMS infrastructure was hacked, and Facebook is having a worst week ever. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for October 5th, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. By the way, a huge thank you to Jared, Sig, and Austin for joining this week over at patreon.com/threatwire. As always, you can check out that website to keep the show ad-free. As you can probably tell, my voice is a little fried after last week. I actually went to this YouTube creator event to give a talk about security, so bear with me. I will do my best. We do have some excellent stories to get into today, so let's go ahead and get on to the news. Back in October of 2019, a former U.S. Army contractor named Frederick Brown of Las Vegas pleaded guilty for stealing the personally identifying information of military active duty, reserve, and National Guard service members, veterans, dependents, and civilians who worked in the DoD. Now, he has been sentenced by the Justice Department to 151 months in prison and paying over $2.3 million in restitution, plus 3 years of supervised release after his time in prison. According to the 14-count indictment, which was unsealed back in August of 2019, he stole data between July of 2014 and September of 2015, including names, social security numbers, DoD ID numbers, date of birth, and contact information, which he'd had access to through his Armed Forces Health Longitudinal Technology Application account. He would simply pull up the information on his computer screen and take photos of the info while it was on his screen. The data was used to compromise military personnel defense self-service logon accounts where they could get access to benefit data and steal millions of dollars from veteran pension and disability payments. They also had access to bank accounts as well. In total, roughly 3,300 service members, dependents, and civilians were affected. $1.5 million in benefits was stolen by this group. Now, Brown and his co-defendants were charged for several counts, including wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy. Our ability to text each other does not just end with your wireless carrier like AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile. There's another company that is crucial to their infrastructure, which is called Syniverse, which provides processing of more than 740 billion text messages each year to 300 mobile operator clients all over the world. In fact, 95 out of 100 of the biggest telecoms use Syniverse as their backend for this processing. They route all of these messages between all of their different carriers, along with management of routing and roaming between networks. So it comes as little surprise that they would be a target for cyber attacks. And indeed, that was the case, according to an SEC filing on September 27th, where Syniverse disclosed that they found someone had unauthorized access to their systems for 5 years. This happened between May of 2016 and May of 2021 when they finally discovered the breach. It seems like they had to disclose this information because they are going through to go public with a merger with M3 Brigade Acquisition 2 Corp. Now, according to a previous employee of Syniverse, the company carries sensitive data like call records, text messages, data usage, length and cost for calls, phone numbers, and locations, but it is not known at this time if any of that data was compromised as well. Login information for 235 client companies was compromised, all were contacted, and law enforcement was notified. Syniverse has not disclosed any additional information regarding this hack at this time. I love it when y'all send me these adorable pictures of your pets. So these are a few from my Hush Puppy Patreon Alliance members. You can always support this content and you can keep it ad-free for as little as $2 per month. And you get a slew of perks at the same time. Each and every Alliance member who signs up on Patreon gets over 10 perks as soon as you sign up. The link is patreon.com/threatwire. And with that, let's get into the third news story. So I really wanted to talk about that Facebook outage that we experienced yesterday. Now, this is still an emerging story, and Facebook may be back up by the time this video posts, as it is currently slowly coming back, but it's not quite there yet. I am recording this at 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Monday, October 4th. So if anything happens after that time, you can find my updates via my Twitter account, which is @snubs. That's S-N-U-B-S. Don't put an extra B in there. I don't know why everybody wants to put an extra B in the word snubs. That's not dictionary. Snubs is dictionary. So first, this timing is really odd. Just a few days ago, a whistleblower, her name is Frances Haugen, came forward and she helped release documents that formed the Wall Street Journal's Facebook files, which include tons of information about how Facebook knows, via its own research, that its platform amplifies hate, misinformation, and political unrest. Now, Haugen quit the company in May, but not before taking that research with her. She copied thousands of pages of internal research, research that shows how little action Facebook takes against things like hate speech. Haugen worked as a data scientist, and she was assigned to Facebook's Civic Integrity Group, which that group was later dissolved after the election. Her documents included internal studies and internal Facebook employee group posts and chats. Since Facebook is required to share this kind of information with their public shareholders, her own lawyers hold that companies cannot prohibit employees from sharing documents with the FCC, which is exactly what she did, and how we know about these internal studies now. Now, she is testifying currently as we speak, most likely when I'm posting this video, before Congress today, October 5th. So I am very excited to see what else she has to say. And then Monday's outage happened. Facebook and Facebook-owned company platforms, including Instagram, Oculus, and WhatsApp, all experienced outages on Monday for several hours. Niantic, who offers Facebook logins for Pokemon Go, also is looking into reports of outages. So is this a DNS issue? Is it BGP? Well, DNS is the domain name system, which allows for IP addresses to return human-readable and easily memorized domains like Facebook.com whenever you try to visit those sites. The DNS records mysteriously disappeared for Facebook. The BGP records, the Border Gateway Protocol, which determines routing for packets to go from one place to another on the internet, those were gone for Facebook too. This is a little sus. Now, media outlets have reported that employees cannot access certain buildings at Facebook and are unable to use Facebook platforms to communicate with each other. Some believe it is because of a hack, but this does not seem to be the case at time of recording. Folks linked to a seller on a dark web database, but determined that this is likely a scammer using scraped data, not actually a hack. Many reports are pointing to Facebook revoking key digital records or causing an update to the BGP records, which made the domain disappear. These records are managed internally by Facebook, not a third party, so many believe it must have happened because of something that happened internally because of Facebook. So was it due to a mistake? A rogue actor working as an inside threat? Was somebody simply ticked off at Facebook due to those Facebook files that were released? Hopefully we will hear more as the fire is put out. And if that is the case, again, I will share source information via my Twitter, but that is everything that we currently know about this case. Now, I just posted my Samsung Z Flip 3 review, which is over on youtube.com/ShannonMorse. You can check out my channel for that video. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I always appreciate it. And again, my name is Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet, hopefully next time with my voice back.